One of the greatest verses in the Bible is this: "My God will supply all that you need from his glorious resources in Christ Jesus." That's an incredibly broad statement. God says, "I will meet all your needs," A-L-L, all your needs. The problem occurs when we try to meet our needs on our own way instead of letting God meet our needs. God says, "You got to trust me." You see, those needs you have in your life, they're legitimate. And those needs need to be met. But you're going to have to decide, am I going to wait for God to meet my needs, or am I going to try to meet them in my way? You see, we're constantly faced with this decision. Will I depend on myself, or will I depend on God? We're going to look at that today. So join me as we learn how to deepen our faith in God and discover how God meets our deepest needs.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue in a series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs with part two of a message called How God Heals Your Hidden Wounds. It's taken from Psalm 147, and now here's Rick.
When Jesus suffered, he did not threaten to get even. He left his case in the hands of God. You know that Jesus had six wounds right before he died? He had the head wound, the face wound. He had the back wound from the whipping, the stripes that they did. He had the hand wounds and the feet wounds where they nailed him to the cross. And they had a side wound where they stuck a spear into his side. But the deepest wounds in Jesus' life were the hidden wounds. Because he knew betrayal. And he knew abuse. And he knew rejection. And he knew hatred. And he knew injustice. And Jesus could have blown them all away in an instant. Instead, he stretched out his hands and he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing." You say, "Well, why should I forgive those who've hurt me?" Well, number one, God's forgiven you. Number two, you're going to need more forgiveness in the future. And number three, it's the only way you're going to get well. There is no other way. You've got to release your right to get even. The next verse, Hebrews 12:15 says, "A bitter spirit is not only bad in itself, but it can also poison the lives of many others." You see, resentment poisons everybody around you. When you get bitter, you hurt all kinds of other innocent people, and you perpetuate the claim, because if you don't release that person who offended you, you're going to begin to resemble them if you don't release them. "Well, I'll never be like my dad." What are you doing the whole time? You're focusing on what you don't want. And it is a way of what you resist persists, and you are going to become a bitter person. Did you know that bitterness can be passed on from generation to generation? Some of you had very bitter parents or a bitter parent, and they passed on to you a resentment toward life, toward situations. And if you don't break the chain, you're going to pass it on to your kids. Somebody's got to stop the misery by revealing my hurt and then by releasing those who have hurt me. Step three, you want to get well? You have to replace old tapes with God's truth. Replace old tapes with God's truth. You see, your brain is like a tape recorder, and it has recorded every single experience your five senses have experienced. Everything you've smelt, everything you've seen, you've heard, you've touched, you've tasted. Oh, it's all in there. Everything people have said, your brain is an amazing recorder. It's recorded it all down, good and bad, right and wrong, true and false. Now, here's the problem. Your brain doesn't distinguish between things that are true and things that are false. And particularly when you were a little kid, there were some things that were said to you that were flat out lies, but you believed them. And if you believed them, you act on them. And some of you are still operating on faulty data. And when you base your life on faulty data, then what happens is you build a self-defeating lifestyle. And you set yourself up for failure and pain and hurt. Some of you and your kids had adults or authority figures in your life say things like, "You're stupid. You're ugly. You're never going to amount to anything. I'm embarrassed to call you my child." You're uncoordinated. You're dumb. Why couldn't you be smart like your sister or your brother? And on and on and on. And they said things to you. You're worthless. And they went into that recorder. And some of you are 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, 60, and you're still acting on old tapes and wondering why you still do things that defeat you. Self-defeating actions and habits. You got to replace those tapes with God's truth. Look at the verse on the back of your outline, Romans 12:2. Let's read it aloud together. Let God transform your into a new person by changing the way you think. How does God change us? How does he transform us? By changing the way we think. How do you do that? Well, first, you have to pray and you say, God, would you heal my memories? Those things that are hurt, those open wounds in my heart, they still hurt. Would you heal my memories? Begin that process. Second, you need to fill your mind with God's word, this book. The more you get in this book, the more you build your life on truth, and the more you replace all the lies. And so you fill your mind with this book by memorizing and studying and reading it, God's truth. And then the third thing you do is you believe the truth about you. What is the truth about you anyway? What has God said about you? Look at the next verse. Through what Christ would do for us, there's the key, through what Christ would do for us, God decided to make us holy in his eyes. Without a single fault, we stand before him covered with his love. Circle the phrase, without a single fault. Start, underline it, draw arrows to it, whatever. That's how God sees you once you step across the line and give your life to Christ. Without a single fault. He takes everything you've ever done wrong, the guilt, the regrets, the shame, the hurts, and he just erases it. And he says, okay, we're going to start over. And that's what I think about you. God sees you without a single fault. Because you're really that way? No, because of what Christ's love has done for you. That's the good news. Now, you know, psychologists have proven over and over and over again that the way you see yourself, your self-esteem, your self-worth, your self-concept is largely determined by what you think the most important person in your life thinks about you. Did you get that? That the way you see yourself tends to be based on what you think the most important person in your life thinks about you. So I want to suggest to you that you make Jesus Christ the most important person in your life. Because he's going to tell you the truth, and everybody else is going to lie to you. So you can decide, am I going to listen to liars? You're worthless, you're nothing. Am I going to listen to what Jesus Christ said? The Bible says that when you are in Christ, you are valuable, you are acceptable, you are lovable, you are forgivable, you are capable, you are usable by God. That's what God says about you. So the question is, who are you going to believe? What somebody lied to you about? What somebody told you on the school ground? What some imperfect, sinful authority figure said to you? Or what God says about you? It's your choice. You have to replace old tapes with God's truth. That takes a process, but you need to start on it. Number four, you want to be healed from your hidden wounds? You have to then refocus on the future. Refocus on the future. Get your attention off your past and on to God's plan for your future. Now, this is one of the real problems with a lot of therapy that's out there today. There are many, many popular therapies that deal with healing of memories, regression into your past, and things like that. And I want to tell you, if the counselor is not a Christian, and if the counselor is not basing their therapy on the principles of God's word, not just saying, well, I'm a Christian, but really basing it on God's word, run as fast as you can away from that therapy. Because if you get involved in that therapy that is not biblical and godly based, you will end up worse off than you are right now. I could give you hundreds and hundreds of examples of people who had a painful past, went to a secular counselor, did not follow God's standard of healing, but just went according to Freud or somebody else or some pop psychology, and they're worse off than they were when they went. So run from it. Because what it does is it gets you so focused on the past, you get stuck in the past. You can't get on with the present, much less the future, because you go further and further, back, 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 and then you're just stuck there.
That's Rick Warren with a portion of today's message called How God Heals Your Hidden Wounds. It's from the series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. Rick's going to return in just a moment, so please stay with us. Pastor Rick has served the church locally, nationally, and internationally for more than 30 years. He's authored many books, including The Purpose-Driven Life. If you've been helped through Rick's ministry, he would love to hear your story. And you can connect with us at the Daily Hope website, that's rickwarren.org, or just call us 1-800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org, or call us 1-800-600-5004. More Daily Hope with Rick Warren in just a moment.
How do you cope with stress, failure, depression, worry? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren goes to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, using the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Each of these studies offers simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, family, and work. To get your copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, for a gift of any amount in support of this ministry, go to rickwarren.org.
Once again, Rick Warren.
I could give you hundreds and hundreds of examples of people who had a painful past, went to a secular counselor, did not follow God's standard of healing, but just went according to Freud or somebody else or some pop psychology, and they're worse off than they were when they went. So run from it. Because what it does is it gets you so focused on the past, you get stuck in the past. You can't get on with the present, much less the future, because you go further and further, back, 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 and then you're just stuck there. I'm begging you as your pastor, stay away from that. That's one of the things I love about the Celebrate Recovery program here at Saddleback. Because number one, it's based on the Bible. It's based on the 8 Beatitudes steps that Jesus gave. And number two, it has a conversion experience in it. And number three, recovery happens in the context of other people, which God said you need others to help you go, to get growing. But number four, it is focused on the future. It says, yeah, you blew it, but now let's do this. Yeah, those people hurt you, but now let's get on with your life. And it's forward thinking. Because you've got to refocus on the future. Now, there are three steps to refocusing on the future, and they're all in Job chapter 11. Let's read this out of the Good News Translation. Put your heart right, reach out to God, then face the world again, firm and courageous. Then all your troubles will fade from your memory like floods that are past and remembered no more. Look at that. What a great verse. It says, look what it says. First it says, put your heart right. What does that mean? Give up your right to get even. Release those who have hurt you. Forgive them, whether they deserve it or not. You do the right thing, whether they did the right thing or not. You say, I don't feel like doing that. Well, do it anyway. Because it's the right thing to do, and it's because it's the only way you're going to get well. Do it anyway. Put your heart right. You do the right thing, which is forgiveness. Then number two, it says, reach out to God. You need to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. And you need to ask him to begin healing your hidden wounds. And you need to ask him to start bringing good out of the evil that has happened to you. Here's the real issue. Do you really want to get well? Do you really want to get well? If you do, you stop focusing on your hurt and you start focusing on your healer. Stop focusing, getting obsessed with your hurt and the people who hurt you, and start focusing on your healer, Jesus Christ, Jehovah Rapha. I am the God who heals you. He is the answer. Nobody else is. And then it says, the third thing, face the world again. Don't withdraw. Don't pull yourself back into the shell. Resume living. Stop saying I'm a victim and start saying I'm not a victim anymore. And you start looking ahead. Now, if you do these steps, notice what happens. It says, then all your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like to have your troubles fade from your memory? Then take these steps. You see, the principle is forgetting is caused by refocusing. You don't forget the past by just saying, well, I'm going to forget it. I'm going to forget it. Oh, I'm going to forget it. What are you doing? You're thinking about it the whole time. You can't say, I'm going to forget that. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to refocus on Jesus Christ and his plan and purpose for your life, and you become so consumed and committed to that, you don't have time to think about that. It's refocusing. I want you to write down a sentence. Would you write this down? My past is not my future. My past is not my future. My past is not my future. Yeah, that was then, but this is now. And I'm not stuck in the past, and I don't have to stay stuck in the past because I have the power of God in me through Christ. And those were my, that's the old me. Now this is the new me. And maybe that's what I used to be, but that's not what I am now, and it's certainly not what I'm going to be. My past is not my future. You are not bound to perpetuating the past, only if you choose to, through resentment. What you need to do is take these steps of revealing your hurt, releasing those who have offended you, replacing the old tapes with God's truth, and refocusing on the future. When you do that, you will be able to do what Proverbs 4:25 says, look straight ahead with honest confidence. Don't hang your head in shame. Now listen, you're never going to get well by yourself. If you could have, you'd be well by now, and you can't. You need other people. You need support. You need a support group. And the best place to find that is in a loving church family, like here at Saddleback. When people hurt deeply, they will do almost anything to stop the hurt. Get stoned, get drunk, pop some pills, go to bed with somebody they don't even know. They'll do almost anything to stop the hurt. Now, how do you spell relief? S-E-X? D-R-U-G-S? D-R-I-N-K? How do you spell relief? P-O-R-N-O? I want to suggest that you spell it J-E-S-U-S. The world can only offer you temporary painkillers to relieve that pain. Just painkillers. And there are three problems with painkillers. Number one, they don't last. They don't last. Number two, they are addicting. And number three, they never solve the problem. Never. And so when you come down from that experience, or that high, or that affair, or that fling, or whatever it is, you're still lonely. And you still feel ashamed. And you still feel bitter and angry and worthless. Stop going to quick fixes. They don't work. Give your life to Jesus Christ. I am the God who heals. That boyfriend is not the answer. That girlfriend is not the answer. That habit is not the answer. I am the God who heals. How do you know when you've been healed? You know you've been healed when you want to start sharing the cure with everybody else. You see, you're not really healed until you've come to the fifth step, and it's this. You got to reach out to help others. And if you're not there, you're not healed yet. Because that's the fifth step in God's healing process. Reach out to help others. You got to redeem your pain. You've got to use your experiences to help other people. That's called ministry. God meant for us to help each other, and he can use your pain for good. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1, God comforts us every time we have troubles, so that when others have trouble, we can comfort them with the same comfort that God has given to us. Have you got a major hurt in your life? Listen, in a church this size, we got a group for it. You name a hurt, I can guarantee you, we got a group, a Celebrate Recovery group, support group that can help you. You think, well, nobody has my problem. Listen, in a church this size, there are at least 100 other people who have your problem. And I would encourage you to get involved in this.
That's Rick Warren with Daily Hope. In a moment, Rick will share a closing thought, but first, I want to tell you about the Daily Hope website, rickwarren.org. Log on today and there you'll get today's entire message. You can get message notes, social media links, and sign up for Rick's Daily Hope devotional. So log on now, rickwarren.org. And we don't have to tell you that life is filled with tough situations, stress, crisis, discouragement, depression, failure. And the Bible offers time-tested answers to life's difficult questions, taking you inside the lives of biblical characters such as Moses, Paul, and Jesus himself. Pastor Rick has written a book called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. In it, he shares their stories and gives you concrete, easy-to-understand insights that you really can put to work immediately in your own life. Now, today, we want to send you this special hardback book to thank you for your gift of any amount to support this Daily Hope broadcast. It's called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, and it gives you the keys to a better life. You know, change may not come overnight, but with patience and prayer, you'll see a difference. And in the process, you'll be encouraged that God can and will help you attain the purpose and significance for which you were created. So please go ahead and give us a call to request your copy of God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions at 1-800-600-5004. That number once again, 800-600-5004. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
The Bible says that to heal your hidden wounds, one of the things you have to do is stop focusing on the past and start focusing on the future. Your past is past. It's over. It's done. It's not coming back. You've got to get your attention off what has been and on to God's purpose for your future. God tells us very clearly how to get rid of painful memories. In Job chapter 11, it says this, "Put your heart right, reach out to God, then face the world again firm and courageous. Then all your troubles will fade from your memory, like floods that are past and remembered no more." Listen to that verse. Refocusing on the future is critical because whatever you focus on, you move toward. And whatever you resent, you will eventually begin to resemble. Let me say that again. Whatever you begin to resent, you will inevitably begin to resemble. People have said, "Well, I'm never going to be like my mom." What are you focusing on when you say that? Your mom. You need to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. We always move toward what we focus on. So the only way to forget something, a painful memory, is to refocus on something else. Don't resist it. What you resist persists. Just change the channel. When you don't like a TV channel, you don't sit there saying, "I don't like this, I don't like this." You just change the channel. You see, nobody's forcing you to remember the past. It's a choice. And this is very important for you to hear. Happiness is a choice. You're as happy as you choose to be. But in making that choice, you have to choose to focus on the future and to let go of the past. You know, there's something that I love about Celebrate Recovery, that wonderful ministry that began at Saddleback Church and is now literally in tens of thousands of churches around the world. Celebrate Recovery is forward-focused. It's future-oriented. It teaches you to say, you know, I've made mistakes in my past, but my past is past. This is my future, and I'm going to move forward. Why don't you tell that to God today? Why don't you say, "God, I've made all the mistakes, but my past is past. And I'm now focusing on my future, and I'm going to move forward in faith." I'm Rick, and I hope you'll join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and listeners like you.